Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 11th of January. Jacob's Marriage to Rachel. The genesis of Rachel's marriage to Jacob was quite different from Leah's. Rachel's striking appearance and charming personality quickly captured Jacob's attention and drew his affection. She presented to him as being the source of fruitfulness and fulfillment. Jacob's grand undertaking for Rachel's hand in marriage was a gesture that conveyed his cherub-like qualities. These were key ingredients in the establishment of their romance, and they came to define the chemistry of their marriage. Under favorable circumstances, Jacob and Rachel's relationship appeared enviable. However, under the pressure and distress of unfulfilled expectations, the deficiencies in their marriage became readily apparent. Unable to bear children, and being envious of Leah, who had already given birth to 4 sons, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Rachel said to Jacob, "Give me children, or else I die." The demand that Rachel made upon Jacob, which was driven by envy, was the expression of desire that belonged to the curse on the woman following the fall. The Lord said to the woman, "Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Through this interaction, it was clear that fallen desire had always been Rachel's orientation toward her husband. Rachel's envy surfaced as she compared herself with her sister. Her response in this situation exposed the corruption and uncleanness of her heart. It is important to recognize that desire, motivated by envy, is the fruit of the fall within the heart of a woman. This basic drive within a woman has an unavoidable impact upon her relationship with her husband and even in her interactions with other women. This was true for Rachel and Leah. For example, Rachel's demand for children from Jacob was driven by her envy of Leah's motherhood. Similarly, Leah's betrayal of Rachel on her wedding night was driven by her envy of Rachel's betrothal to Jacob. Both women needed to meet the Lord, individually, and to embrace His process for their deliverance from these basic fallen desires. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 29 verses 27 to 28, Genesis chapter 30 verse 1, Genesis chapter 3 verse 16, and Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. For further study, Proverbs chapter 14.